and welcome you to Wiggum Baptist Church. We'll get that ring in just a minute. Just a few announcements. The flower list is on the bulletin board in the hallway here. Please, if you have any specific dates that you'd like to sign up to provide flowers for the worship service, just feel free to go ahead and sign up for that. Don't forget, if you have any questions or prayer requests or anything like that, or want visits or something, use the tear off on the bulletin and just put it in the offering plate. We'll make sure it gets to the appropriate person to take care of whatever your needs may be on that. Don't forget prayer meeting, 7 o'clock Wednesday night, choir practice today. No choir practice today. Evening service at 6 o'clock tonight. I have a couple of letters here I want to read. The first one is from Pinewood Health Care and Rehab. It says, on behalf of the resident staff and management of Pinewood Health Care, we want to take a moment and let you know how much you and your organization are appreciated with the wonderful Christmas presents to our loved ones. I'm more grateful to you than words can express. Thank you for your kindness. And that's from Teresa, the director of activities at Pinewood Nursing Home. Sissy's asked me to read this. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. The Hope Sunday School class has been working and praying on this project for a few months now. Brother John Paul mentioned this in a sermon to our church one Sunday. He mentioned several mission projects. One was a mission project concerning foster children. Our class would like for you to join us in taking this project on. Our church is definitely mission-minded. We will be collecting new items for a special room in our church that foster parents can go to when they are called to take in children. We have named our room, There's Hope. This room will be open for those children and foster parents in need and will be supervised correctly. We will be needing anything from diapers, wipes, blankets, formula, clothes, and even toys. We are asking for new items, sizes from newborn to 12 years. Now is the perfect time to stock our room up with all the sales going on. If you would prefer to give a monetary donation and let us do the shopping, that would be great also. Please pray for our church and our class as we start this project that we feel God is leading us to do. On Palm Sunday, we are planning a dedication for There Is Hope. Anything else, Sissy, that you'd like to say or anything?
We just feel it's the Lord wants us to do this. So that's why we want to get started and get started pretty quick on it.
The room will be in the original church, one of the Sunday school rooms. They've been working on it. Certainly a good mission, and it's a needed mission. Did you have a list of things? Are you... The class will get a list and put it out front or something of the items that we need or that the church needs for that. So be in prayer for that and certainly pray about supporting it. Goes right along with my quote for today. I'm like John Paul. I'm into my, it'll pass in a month or two, I'm sure. But I'm into my quote thing right now. I don't know why. But it's on the back of your bulletin. It's from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a great theologian in the early 20th century in World War II. And it goes right along with the letter that Sissy handed me. It's amazing how the Lord works. We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God. We will fault our plans and frustrate our ways time and again, even daily, by sending people across our path with their demands and requests. We can then pass them by, preoccupied with our important daily task, just as the priest, perhaps reading the Bible, passed by the man who had fallen among robbers. When we do that, we pass by the visible sign of the cross raised in our lives to show us that God's way, not our own, is what counts. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for this time to gather and worship today, Lord. I thank you for your church here today, Lord. I thank you for the fact that our church family is determined to reach out to people, Lord, not only with physical needs, Lord, as we know that is so important, but also with the spiritual needs, Lord. And the most important need of all is to know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that we will not miss an opportunity to do that. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, good morning again, everybody. It's good to see everybody with a smiling face. Miss Linda, I appreciate your smile every Sunday. Anybody have a birthday this past week or today that we can sing happy birthday to? Anybody? It's been a while, hasn't it? How long has it been since we sang happy birthday? I think some people are holding out on us.
Jesus was the last one.
Yeah, Jesus was the last one. Yeah. Yeah. Don?
The 27th of December.
Oh, this one.
Don. You held out on us. Well, let's sing happy birthday to Donna. We miss her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. How do we miss you? How do we do that? Larry, you need to do better, Larry. Well, this morning our call to worship will be Glorify the Lord. 213, if you're looking at the hymnal, if you would please stand. And let's all sing all four verses. He sang this one many times. I heard him sing, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. And there was one that then be caught in sin's dread sway. Sin destroys us. And we're all sinners, of course. We've all had to repent of that and look to the Lord for salvation. But sin's dread sway is a dead end street. But I just love this song. Let's all sing all three verses.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Jesus is called a lot of different names in the Bible. Messiah, Son of God, Rose of Sharon. So many different names, just, and every one of them has a very significant meaning to describe him and how wonderful he is and his truth. But one of them he's described as the living water. Now Jesus is the living water. And we're thirsty as human beings. We're thirsty for him. We might not even know it, but we are. And people that are lost are thirsty, and they really don't even know it a lot of times. So that's why it's so important to make sure somehow they hear the Word of God. And we do a lot of things at Wigan Baptist Church to support God's Word getting out and all that. But Jesus is described as the living water. And the song I'm going to do this morning is about living water. No matter where you are in life, no matter what you've done, how much you've messed up, he loves you, and he's waiting on you to come to him. And so the name of this song is called The Well. So you can leave it all behind, no matter where you've been, and you can come to him. We on back there. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty, you can't find empathy. It's coming to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing.
No. found me, 'cause you've come to the well. All the past, well, there's no more. All the search, we'll find what their souls long for. The world will try, they can never feel, leave it all. Well, welcome to 2023. A little hard to believe, a little hard to fathom that the years have slipped by that quickly. And Tim, would you and Jesse come up here and pass out cards again? I'm going to do this one more time. No, I'm not. I'm going to do it as many times as I want to. And if you give everybody one, because, again, what I want you to do, maybe my instructions will be a little different. Put your name, address, phone, whether it be home or cell or whatever, an email address, if you've got one, which most of us do, and your birth date. Who knows, you might win $50 bill on your birthday. And then again, you might not. That's just a possibility, I guess. Do that. You can either give it to me, you can put it in the offering plate today, you can put it in the offering plate next week. You can write on the back a prayer request. You can write on the back something about someone else that you'd like to know. Just put them there and repeat. Thank you, Jesse. Whatever you would like to do, it is, again, simply a way for me to get to know you better. It's a way for me to make sure that I am connected with the right people. There are some of you, I punch Mr. Tony. He sits over there on Sunday morning, but on Sunday night he sits over here. And that confuses someone my age, Tony, but that's okay. I'll give him that. I appreciate it, though. I really do. And I think the last time I did it at the end of the service, and I probably didn't give you enough time. Now, today, you can do it while I'm preaching, see? And so if that will keep you awake and writing. I want to also tell Harold I appreciate that introduction to a lot of our worship today, but mainly also to George Beverly Shea and the remembrance of him. Billy Graham and George Beverly were also fans of mine. Mr. George was born in 1909, and he died in 2013. That means George Beverly Shea was 104 years old. I think God gave him graciously those years, Harold, and I understand that even in his last year, he sang that beautiful song a number of times, and still had the tremendous voice God gave him. They collaborated many times with Bill Gaither and had him sing on some of those. So you may have a video, an audio tape that has his music as well. And so I applaud that song and his work. I want to do one other short commercial again, because last Sunday was a slim crowd. I don't know if Tim or Harold said that, but I told them I appreciated them noticing I had slimmed down. And so I thank you for that, but I do know that some of you are sick and out, and I'm so glad that you're coming back and are able to be here. I feel like we sort of turned a corner. This week I struggled. I want you to know that. I struggled because I felt like, okay, where are we going as a church? Where, I kept saying, God, what are you doing for me to lead these folks? How can I best help? And so I kept going over this thing in my head and with the folks that I had given it. And it was later on in the week before I got really what God wanted me to say today. But I'm happy and I'm satisfied with it, and you'll hear it all in a minute. The commercial break that I was going to give you again was that I have confused some of you, or maybe piqued some interest in God's Word. I hope it hasn't irritated anyone, but I have used some different scripture translations and text when I have preached. But I hope that I've also given you the logic and the understanding behind that. And today I brought again, the Tyndale New Living Translation. That's not what I'm going to read from today, but I wanted to bring it back so that I could again tell you what a wonderful study Bible this is. Of course, I get one that is thin line so I can carry it, but large print so I can read it. And so there are two points of my logic. And then the third one, which is the selling point, is this little QR code that is in the front and on every page with my cell phone. I have an iPad. I can take a picture of that little QR code, and it will take me to the exact page in this Bible where I'm reading, and it will give me more study notes and content than you can even think of. It's a different way that people have put that together. It's actually the second kind of Bible like that I have had, and that went back to what helped me study and look at the message today. It was a Bible where it had a QR code about that big. I don't remember what year I got it, but I picked it up. And you could do the same thing, and actually had some guys preaching sermons that would emphasize the page and the study for that. And so I bring that to you not to sell Bibles or not to promote any one particular person, but to help you understand that in today's world of technology, we go far beyond just the written word or the written pages that we can see. But there are a multitude of ways that it can help us study God's Word, learn more, learn about specific things. One of the things I liked about this Bible was that they had topics that gave you all the scripture for that particular topic. And so if there was something that popped into your mind and you thought, well, what does God's Word say about that? You can find that very quickly and very easily. And that excites me when I can do that. I promised a congregation here that I would try and look up this, and so far, this has been my conclusion. I have been looking at all of these different translations, and the one that I thought amazing was the ones that keep saying new. This one says New Living Translation, and it originated in 2008, and was updated in 2015, but it's listed in this scripture as NLT. I found 18 different translations that began with the word N-E-W. I didn't check off the dates on them, but they're claiming they're new. And that's okay. It's different. It's something else. But please take time to look at that. Shauna is doing a great job helping me with our new Easy Worship, which you see that on the screen today. But that's a part of the computer program that helps generate backgrounds and words and biblical passages and music. So that's something else that can help us visually as well as help internally. You see, this puts God's word in our heart, and I appreciate your hard work on doing that. One of the things that I will share with you that I like to do, the way I put my message together, is that I find as I read what I'm seeing God is showing me in Scripture, and I take that and I look at it on my computer and or wherever, if I'm reading it out of the Word or out of that one or the computer, I take those things and I look for it, and then I use a simple computer program called Notes that I begin to type it out. And that's why I told you I type those things out, I put them in my notebook, and yes, I